Good evening, boobies. Today I would like to talk about internet hacking and state-sponsored hacking. I'm looking at the BBC News website and I'm seeing a story here that I actually read about yesterday, and I looked at it and thought, well, that's a total non-story. And today, of course, it's in the BBC News technology section. In fact, it appears to be the lead story. It's China in US web traffic hijack. So let me just read to you briefly from this, just to let you know what the context of what I'm talking about is. It says, the traffic to some highly sensitive US websites was briefly rerouted via China, the US government has said. The incident, which happened for 18 minutes last April, is published in a report by the US-China Economic and Security Review Commission. It found that China Telecom sent incorrect routing information, but it's not clear whether it was intentional. So basically, what happened is that some Chinese telecommunications system sent incorrect routing packets, RIP packets, I'm guessing, routing information protocol, something like that, which tells the routers which way is the shortest path to their destination for various different IP addresses. The internet works on IP addresses, which are just numerical, and the RIP packets and the routing tables tell the routers which way to send those packets, depending on where they're trying to get to. Now, this is a part of the internet's protocol that has been there right from the start. And the minute we had internet packets, the genius of the whole IP system, IPv4 as is, the four dotted quads thing, is that it is very clever about routing around problems. That was what it was originally designed to do, is if one of the links goes down, then the routing tables can contain information about alternative routes. So they have a concept of which route is fastest, which one's preferable. And it's always been the case that these routers are able to send RIP packets, routing information packets, back and forth to say whether or not they are currently a good route for these addresses or a bad route for these addresses. And it's really nothing new. And something appears to be being made here of the fact that a Chinese system sent bad routing information to an American system, and as it turns out, rerouted via China information that was intended for the US Senate website, the Office of Security, the Office of the Secretary of Defense, NASA, and the Commerce website. Now, these make great headlines, but this sort of attack would be incredibly obvious and incredibly heavy-handed. This is not a genuine attack, I guarantee it. The sort of attacks we should be worried about are things like Stuxnet. Not this. This was somebody having finger trouble. This was just a cocker. Up. Believe you me, when we get a proper cyber attack, it ain't going to be something as simple and as cack-handed as this. It's going to be something way, way worse. Look at Stuxnet that happened recently, which was a worm, I think, that was built to target very clearly the Iranian nuclear power plants. And the people that wrote it were really subtle and clever about what they did. They wrote their system so that it favoured IP addresses that were known to be based in Iran. They wrote it so that it, if it managed to find its way onto a system that was in the Iranian nuclear power plant, they already knew what computers were being used in that power plant that have got embedded systems written by, I think it was somebody like HP, but it was an industrial control system, you know, that was just for controlling big heavy machinery and factories and things like that. And they knew how that system worked. This isn't something anybody would have on their home computers. This is specialist industrial software, and they knew how that software worked. And if the worm found its way onto one of those, it knew how to tweak things like opening valves and control systems and turning flows on and off and all that sort of stuff. Clearly designed so that if it did get in there, it would be able to do some damage to the plant by changing all the settings and maybe possibly even cause a meltdown. That stuff's properly scary, but in order to get in there, it's got to stay a secret until it worms its way in. It takes time. And a big sort of turning the traffic from a really big high visibility website from one place to another, even if they did it very cleverly and put up an identical looking website in the other place, would be detected in seconds and would achieve nothing. That's not a real attack, but we should be frightened of real attacks, because when they happen, we're not going to know about them for a while until things really break and go badly wrong. I'll catch you tomorrow, boobies. Bye-bye.